The following broadcast is brought to you by Sons of God International and Freedom Fellowship Church. Hello, and welcome to the prophetic voice of our time, where we focus on the voice of prophecy, which is the testimony of Jesus Christ. Our host, Christina Sasso, is a senior pastor at Freedom Fellowship Church. Let's hear what she has to say to the body of Christ.
God bless you for tuning in. Hello, this is Christina Sasso of Freedom Fellowship Church and Sons of God Ministries International, and you are listening to the prophetic voice of our time. We are living in the most exciting, critical, and intense times, and many Christians are getting distracted and are giving in to fear and compromise because of the many, many bad prophecies of judgment, doom and gloom that are being released upon this country, upon the world, upon the nations of the world. And the things of God are being sidelined, the manifestations of good things are being postponed or delayed, and we have to do something about it, okay? You and I need to take a stand. So today, I am going to address prophecy. And you and I, we need to redirect and focus on our Lord Jesus Christ, all right? We don't need any of these distractions. Let us not give in to hatred, and let us not give in to fear. God is still on the throne, and our Lord Jesus Christ is seated at the right hand of God the Father, waiting for his enemies to be made a footstool for his feet. Psalm 110, verse 1. And also, in Revelation 19:10, in part, says that the testimony of our Lord Jesus Christ is the spirit of prophecy. Everything that the body of Christ has to do points to our Lord Jesus Christ, his purpose, his will, his plan for our lives, for this country, and for the nations of the world. And remember, all good things comes from the Lord. We need to have discernment concerning the prophecies that are being released, that they need to line up with the Word of God. And you know what? It is far more than that. The prophecies concerning judgment is to warn the people of God, even the nations of the world. And there is always a call for obedience to our Lord Jesus Christ, to live a life of holiness. And because of that, let me refocus you again on the prophecies of Jesus Christ, of our Lord Jesus Christ. His prophecies, but of Christ, they don't need any confirmation. He is the truth. He is the word. Okay? So let us go to Matthew chapter 24 so that there won't be any shadows or any confusion concerning what is happening in our times, okay? First, let us deal with Matthew chapter 24, verse 11. It says, "This is Jesus prophesying, and many false prophets will appear and deceive many." Jesus is saying that many false prophets will appear, not just few, but many. And many people, not just few, will be deceived. So we need to keep a watch in our today's world. Let us focus on who God is. Then let us continue to pray and continue to develop our love towards our Lord Jesus Christ, and will not sin. And also in 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 1 also says, "But there were also false prophets among the people, just as there will be false teachers among you. They will secretly introduce destructive heresies, even denying the sovereign Lord who brought them, bringing swift destruction on themselves, not to the nations, but on themselves." And Jesus also taught us how to recognize the prophets, not by what they prophesy, but the fruits in their lives. What is their focus? Or more importantly, when they prophesy, who is their focus? Themselves or our Lord Jesus Christ? Do they reflect the will of God? Do they have a heart after God's own heart? Do they consider the heart of our Lord Jesus Christ first and foremost? If you are in the prophetic, or even attractive, or being drawn in the prophetic, please pay careful attention. If your purpose and your focus is wanting to establish yourself as a prophet, I guarantee you, when you start in the prophetic, your flesh is going to deceive you. The very first thing that you're going to see are the faults of people. You'll become a demon hunter. But if you are prophetic and you see through the eyes of God, you will always see people in their destiny. Yes, where they're at right now, if they're in sin, you can see that. But there is always call for repentance. There is always a restoration. Because this is our God is. Okay? When there is a judgment, a severe judgment, even upon people or nation or even an individual, it is the responsibility and should be the heart of a prophet or a leader to intercede before the Lord before releasing that prophecy. Or if it's an individual, you can talk to them privately. Okay? But always find the will of God and always seek His presence. What is the will of God? And where is God's heart? It is the will of God that all men shall be saved. Now, that is simple and general. It is also universal. And we know that God expressed His heart in Ezekiel 33:11. He says, He does not rejoice in the punishment of the wicked, but rather they will repent and live. This is the heart of God. And He also tells us, if you want to boast, boast that you know Him and understand Him, that He is a God who exercises justice and kindness. It's not about us. We don't need to promote ourselves. Let God do all the talking. Okay? So, presently right now, God is still on the throne laughing at His enemies. He is the Almighty God. Now, let us go back to Matthew chapter 24, verse 3. Let me read from New Living Translation. Now, as He sat on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to Him privately, saying, "Tell us, when will these things be? And what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age?" And Jesus answered and said to them, "Take heed that no one deceives you." See that? Take heed that no one deceives you in our last days, even in our present days. Verse 5. "For many will come in my name, saying, 'I am the Christ,' and will deceive many." Not just few, but many. "And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet." So he's saying, oh, Jesus is coming soon. Look at all these earthquakes and pestilence and famine and wars and rumors of wars. Jesus said He is the truth. Remember, the end is not yet. Verse 7. "For nations will rise against nation, and kingdoms against kingdom. And there will be famine, pestilence, and earthquakes in various places." 8. The timing. "All these are the beginning of sorrows. Then they will deliver you up to tribulation and kill you." It happened to the disciples in the book of Acts. "And you'll be hated by all nations for my name's sake." Okay? And it happened to the disciples, but they were empowered by the Holy Spirit. They did not care. They were fearless. They were transformed into a powerful, anointed disciples of our Lord Jesus Christ because of the Holy Spirit and because their heart, they fell in love with Jesus, okay? And they were grateful for what Jesus did. Verse 10. And then many will be offended, will betray one another, and will hate one another. Then many false prophets will rise up and deceive many. And because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold. And it's happening now. But he who endures to the end shall be saved. Verse 14. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all nations, and then the end will come. Matthew 24:14, Body of Christ, this is our job. This is the assignment. This is who the church or the body of Christ is. Our calling and our purpose is to preach the gospel of the kingdom of God to all nations and make disciples. The Great Commission. This prophecy in which we are right now, we're not going to teach religiosity. We're not going to teach about the end time eschatology, okay? We're not going to talk about the Antichrist. We are supposed to preach the gospel of the kingdom of God to all nations, to all the world, and then the end will come. So many will say that, oh, Israel is our time clock and Russia is going to be drawn and will be defeated and will be destroyed and all of these things are going to happen. No. Under the new covenant, body of Christ, yes, Israel is also the time clock. But remember, we are one with the nation of Israel through our Lord Jesus Christ. So in these last days, we are the time clock. We have to do our part, and the gospel of the kingdom must be preached to all nations. Then the end will come. So the time clock is also the body of Christ. Remember, this is our job. This is our purpose. This is why Jesus gave us his name. Okay? Because in the end, it will be in the book of Revelation, the kingdoms of this world has now become the kingdom of our Lord and Christ. That's who we are. So prophecy nowadays, all prophecies are conditional. And they will always lead us to repentance because we will realize and we will know the kindness of our God. It is only the kindness of our God that leads people to repentance, not hatred, okay? Not hatred, not arrogance, not selfishness. Is the testimony of our Lord Jesus Christ is a spirit of prophecy. This has been contained in all of the prophecies that are being released nowadays. If Jesus is not front and center, the prophecy is not from him. That is why is thus saith the Lord. Okay, now let us see about Israel's time clock. But do not skip the timing of our Lord, okay? We are the time clock right now as far as preaching the kingdom of God to all nations. And Jesus promised the Holy Spirit, I will be with you even to the ends of the earth. We will be able to finish our job in spite or in the midst of tumultuous times like this time, okay? This is the time clock of Israel, Matthew 24, starting with verse 15. Therefore, when you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet standing in the holy place, then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains. Let him who is on the housetop not go down to take anything out of his house. And let him who is in the field not go back to get his clothes. Keep in mind, this is in the scripture. The Antichrist will not be able to show himself or exert any authority or power while the body of Christ is here on earth. We are holding him back. Okay? And that is the truth. Let us focus on that. Yeah, you focus on what is happening to all the nations if you don't belong to him. Okay? But you belong to him. And he called you and raised you up for such a time as this. Okay? and the body of Christ must finish her work, calling, her calling, and do and fulfill her purpose here on earth before we will be taken away. Okay? The gospel of the kingdom of God need to be preached to all nations. We are supposed to make disciples of all nations, all right? And nations are countries, and they are not necessary countries. Art and entertainment is a nation. Social media or news media is a nation. Okay? So let us focus on this. I repeat. Rapture is not going to happen until the gospel of the kingdom is preached to all nations. Okay? Not religious stuff. Not doctrines of men. But the gospel of the kingdom of God. Remember, the most famous and anointed prophets in the New Testament is John the Baptist. What did he preach? He prophesied and called for repentance, right? He called the religious leaders in his times as brood of vipers. And he preached about the kingdom of God is near. And he confirmed and identified Jesus as the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. And then, after he finished his work, he went on to be in heaven. So let us not be afraid. As long as you focus on God, your job here on earth, you're going to fulfill your purpose. No one can take away your life. Because you were purchased and bought by the blood of Jesus. You belong to him. So that Jesus and you are the only two who can decide when are you going to check out of here. Not unless you open yourself and you agree with the devil on this. Okay? Okay. So we need to focus on the Great Commission. So let's go down to Matthew 24 verse 23. Then if anyone says to you, look, here is the Christ, or there, do not believe it. For false Christ and false prophets will rise and show great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect. Why is that prophecy important, especially to the nations of Israel? They're expecting for the Messiah to come, okay? And with us, he is coming, second return. For them, it is his first time here on earth. So many false Christs will say, I am the Messiah. I am the Christ. Verse 25, see, I have told you beforehand. And down to verse 29. Immediately after the tribulation of those days, so this is the time clock of Israel, the sun will be darkened and the moon will not give its light. The stars will fall from heaven and the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then he went on to say, learn the parable of the fig tree. So let us not give in to our flesh and head knowledge. Let us not waste any more time and let us not squander the opportunities of our times looking and expecting bad things to happen on whom you considered as bad people. Let's stop looking at all the bad things that are happening. We are distracted. There's a lot of things that will happen first. Before that happens, those that are obedient and faithful to the call of the Great Commission, they will be used by God. There will be a great revival, mass salvation in Russia. The transfer of wealth and influence must manifest first to the body of Christ. And let me get through to some of you who are thick-headed. Don't ever say that United States of America is going to fall because United States of America is not named in the Bible. That is not the ways of God. That is not the heart of God. U.S. is mentioned in the Bible from the West. We are in the West. And nations of the earth, United States, the last time I look, is on planet Earth. It is up to the body of Christ, that is you and I, for United States of America to turn around towards righteousness. It's not up to anybody else. Remember, this is a heart issue. So as long as you and I are standing and are alive, we're going to obey the Lord. And especially this ministry, it will continue to preach the gospel of the kingdom of God wherever the Holy Spirit sends us. And under our watch, while I'm here on the earth, USA will turn towards righteousness. It already started, all right? Because why? We'll be like Father Abraham. Even though we are in an impossible situation, in Romans chapter 4, verse 18, I'm going to read from NIV. Against all hope, Abraham in hope believed, so became the father of many nations. Just as it had been said to him, so shall your offspring be. We are descendants of Abraham by faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. We were grafted and adapted to become part of the member of the body of Christ or the family of God. So even though you are in dire situation, even this country, on every side, we're pressed on every side. Against all hope, in hope, we believe and we know that victory is already handed to us at the cross. So you and I are going to focus on what we must do, all right? We will fight the temptation of the flesh and the pride of life, and we will not focus on bad things and what the enemy is doing. Let us get busy in doing about the Father's business. We have instruction in the book of Revelation, chapter 22, verse 11. Let him who does wrong continue to do wrong. Oh boy, are they manifesting in this country? Let him who is vile continue to be vile. This is a commandment to us. Let them. But here is ours. Let him who does right continue to do right. And let him who is holy continue to be holy. We are the body of Christ. We are the time clock of God. But we should not and we must not delay any further as far as our calling is concerned. We are empowered by the Holy Spirit. We are being taught by the Holy Spirit. And we will focus on the opportunities that are before us. Amen? So stand in agreement with me. Take up your post. You are important in the body of Christ. Okay? And I continue to pray and prophesy. Full manifestations of your healing and breakthrough and deliverance is going to fully manifest in the name of Jesus. And anything that you don't understand and you don't agree with what I'm telling you, go back to Matthew chapter 24. And I pray that God will make things clear to you. Okay? I'll be spending more time in repeating myself so that I will redirect some of you, and at the same time to strengthen and encourage those who are given to fear, that are weakening in their faith in our last days. These are exciting times, and this will be a victorious season for the body of Christ. It is a season of harvest and the move of God that has never been recorded in the history of the church, that will eclipse other revivals in this country, is going to manifest under our watch. So let us continue to obey God and praise God. So today, just jump out and start singing praises to Him who is faithful, even when there are times that we're unfaithful to Him. God bless you for tuning in. Until next time.
Thanks for tuning in. You've been listening to the prophetic voice of our time. We really hope you were blessed by today's episode. And if you were, we want to hear from you. You can call us at 210-695-1630, or you can email us at sogmi@outlook.com. That's SOGMI@outlook.com. And we really encourage you to visit our website, sogmi.org. That is sogmi.org. That's where you can listen to previous episodes of this podcast and even support this broadcast. We're supported by listeners just like you. So if you want to support this ministry, you can go to sogmi.org and hit the donate button. You can also send a check to P.O. Box 1579, Helotes, Texas 78023. Again, that is P.O. Box 1579, Helotes, Texas 78023.